Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review. Brought to you by your next truck, Ford F-150. And by Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of your Detroit Lions and the home of free flavored crust on Lions Radio. 97.1, The Ticket. Here's your host, Dan Miller.
Dan Miller is off tonight. I'm Pat Caputo. Dennis Fithian joins me tonight for the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions show. And joining us right out of the gate is Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Jim's interview is brought to you by Shore Mortgage, closing home loans for Lions fans for more than 28 years. Check them out at shoremortgage.com. NMLS number 3038, an equal housing lender. And Jim, yesterday's game, 61-yard field goal, six field goals the Ravens kicked. Defense played pretty well. And come up short. I mean, that has to be one of the more disappointing losses you've been through. Just talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, it was a tough loss, Pat. Obviously, we could have retained control of the NFC North in a lot of different ways, not just if he misses a 61-yard field goal, but we got a couple other plays in there that we can make that, you know, they ended up making the plays we didn't. And now we need a little bit of help. But you know, we're one down with two to play, and you know, there's a lot of teams in the league that would relish being in that position. We're going to be one of them. We're going to remain positive, and we're going to go out, work real hard in this week of preparation, and come out and try to get a win against the Giants.
Yeah, you guys are one down with two to play. Just taking a look at that game, the first drive. Not that it was easy, but you guys looked so good on that drive, and then from the second to last drive, where Matt found Fourier there. You know, that seemed like we have seen that this year from you guys as well. But all of that in between, you're talking about some of those plays. Well, you know, what happened on those two drives where everything just seemed to fall into place?
Well, we had a combination of a lot of things. We had good protection. We caught the ball. We made accurate throws. And the combination of all, we also ran the ball well. I mean, we ran for our first touchdown. So, you know, I think all three of those, we were able to keep drives alive on third down. One of them, we got helped by a penalty when they speared the quarterback when he was sliding. But we were able to keep those drives alive, made some plays in there, and it seemed like all those other drives, we would have one play that would derail us, whether it be a drop or, you know, a missed pass or, you know, a penalty or, you know, something like that. And, you know, we didn't score enough to win, obviously. And that's the name of this game, is you got to score more than the opponent. And even though we did a good job getting that score at the end to take the lead, missed the two-point conversion, that would have put us in a much better position because then the field goal only would have sent it to overtime. It wouldn't have been a game winner. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do better in that game to come out with a win.
Our Detroit Hard Rock Cafe, Reggie Bush will be here today. He'll be on the show working with us, Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian, in for Dan Miller tonight on the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe, Detroit Lions review show. Lions lost 18-16 to the Ravens last night, which the entire town knows about. Jim, how disappointing was it? Because from the standpoint of the crowd there, I mean, that was a pretty intense crowd, and it was a very, very pressure-packed environment.
Oh, no question. And you know, I mean, it was that way until the very end. You know, it was tough to get home last night because the streets were still packed at 1:30 a.m. because nobody was leaving that game early. You know, after they kicked that field goal, there was still 40 seconds left or 38 seconds, whatever it was. We had all three timeouts, and everybody was sitting on the edge of their seat waiting for us to see if we could pull out one. We weren't able to do it. It was a great environment. We're going to need that against the Giants, and hopefully we can get a couple wins here. We can get Green Bay and Chicago to get a loss, and we can come back and we can have another game at Ford Field.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about the last drive that ended up with the 61-yard field goal attempt? All game long, you did a nice job getting it into the end zone with Akers, but that last one, they got a good return. And then Jones made a nice catch there. And then the thing that people were talking about the most, it seemed like a cat-and-mouse game where it looked like whatever it was, fourth or sixth or seven, that Joe Flacco wanted to go for it. He could have bled the clock down a little bit more. He thought that they might use a timeout there. Then the other thought is you have three timeouts. Maybe you're going to ice Tucker. Maybe you want to call that timeout so you guys would have a little more extra time on the clock. All of those different things that were going on there, it was interesting. Just talk about all that.
Yeah, we were watching their personnel, and they put their offense back out there at first, and we were getting ready, saying, "Okay, here's the game right here. We stop them, we win." And then, you know, the field goal kicker came on, and I believe they, did they take a timeout right there? I can't remember if they did or not. But we were trying to conserve ours, and we knew even if he made it, we only needed a field goal. So. You know, that with three timeouts and about 40 seconds left, we'd have enough time to be able to go get in the field goal range. One thing we didn't want to do is take a timeout right there to let them get settled, whether it would be to get more time for the field goal kicker or to decide, you know, hey, we don't want to go for the field goal here, one of those things. I mean, you got to give that kid credit, 6 for 6 on field goals, including a 61-yarder with 40 seconds left to play. You know, we'd feel a lot better about ourselves right now if he had pushed that ball out to the right a little bit more, or if he had come up a yard short, and we wouldn't have played any different, but we'd feel a lot better about ourselves, and we'd still be in the lead in the NFC North. But he was able to make it, and then, you know, and then even after we got the ball back, you know, we got a little too impatient at the end. You know, I mean, we're trying to make a play, and Matt's made a lot of plays for us. But, you know, to throw an interception on the first play when we still had all three timeouts, we could throw an incompletion there, you know, one of those. And you got to balance that aggression with also, you know, making sure that we get more plays after that, after we got that ball back.
Well, listening to you after the game, there were a couple comments you made that I thought were interesting. The first one is you were asked about your status as coach, and you immediately started talking about the next two games. And it's my understanding you were asked about it a lot today. How are you approaching that right now? The heat's really on. You guys, you know, trying to make the playoffs. That comes with the territory of your job. How's Jim Schwartz approaching that?
Well, we're going to remain positive. Like I said earlier, we're one game down with two to play, and Chicago and Green Bay play each other. So one of those teams is going to get a loss. And regardless of what's happened, how, you know, it was a heartbreaking loss. I mean, that's a knife to the chest when he makes that 61-yarder right there. I mean, that's something that doesn't happen every time the field goal kicker goes out there. But that doesn't affect as we handle that and as we go ahead. We can't worry about anything other than the New York Giants and bouncing back from this loss, coming back home, you know, working real hard to get a win, and then letting everything else play. You know, unfortunately, we don't have control where we control our own destiny, but we have control over what we do in the next two games, and that's the only thing that we can worry about from a coaching standpoint. From a player standpoint, we got to remain positive. There's a lot of negativity that goes along with this job, you know, but you can't play into that. You have to remain positive, and we're going to.
Jim, I know what your answer is now on that last field goal, but when they were contemplating whether they were going to go for the fourth or six or seven or whatever it was, or attempt a, you know, a 60-plus yard field goal, what did you want him to do?
Well, the guy has enough leg to make it. He was making 63, 64 yarders in pregame warm-up. So, we knew he had enough. It's not a high-percentage kick, obviously. But, you know, whatever happened, we were ready for it. You know, we had a defense called. We were actually ready for them to even potentially bring the offense back out there. Sort of, like you said, the cat and mouse game, you know, get our field goal rush team on and then, you know, run their three wide receivers on and try to get a playoff quick or do something like that. So we were prepared in either case. You know, we just, you know, they were able to make that kick. And you got to give credit to that kid. That's a pressure kick.
Hey Jim, when they did kick that field goal there, people were asking me if there was a thought whether some of your taller players, whether it be Calvin or Fourier, getting them there because maybe it was going to have to be a lower trajectory type kick. It looked like it got it up pretty good. I mean, it was a mile. It looked like it was going over the, you know, the upright there from the side. But was there any thought of doing that, or did you have like that special thing in there?
Well, that rule's been changed. you know, it used to be that, and we used to have that. We used to have Calvin as one of our jumpers and things like that, because what you could do in the past is you could get behind, you could overload, and you could also get behind those defensive linemen and push them and then get right up on their heels and jump in the air. And now you can't push. And if you come down, if you jump up when there's any kind of contact, or you run, if you jump up and you land on either your own player or the opposing player, it's a 15-yard penalty. So you, across the league, you don't see that anymore. That was something that, that used to go in last year, year before. But they've changed, for player safety, they changed a lot of those rules on field goal block, as far as overloads, as far as pushing. And even though you can potentially jump, you have to jump from behind the line of scrimmage. And, you know, Calvin could jump really high, but that's going to be a very difficult situation. You have a better chance of your defensive lineman surging through there, getting their hands up, you know, than having a taller guy jump from behind the line of scrimmage in that situation.
Well, this may be a stupid question, and maybe I probably should know the answer to it, Jim, but can you put somebody at the goalpost and block it at the end?
No, that's against the rules also. Yeah, you can't. You can't goaltend.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, you know, different ways to.
Oh, no. We thought about that before also. Yeah, you go and get a great leaper, a guy like, you know, Calvin, or one of those guys can jump up. I don't know in this case. I mean, that ball cleared the goalpost with a few yards to spare. You know, some of those you could potentially, guys mess around with it at practice, you know, those balls that barely go over and they'll jump up and try to knock them away. But it's real difficult to do. But no, you can't do that. That's goaltending.
You know, plus Tucker, you know, he added insult to injury when he on the kickoff, he drilled it through the goalpost up into the first row about 75 yards. I've never seen a kicker like that.
Yeah, he was fired up. You know, honestly, though, that really didn't anything that was in the end zone, we were going to take a knee because time was of the essence, and the, you know, 4 seconds or whatever it took to return the ball and get out to the 20 or 25-yard line was, you know, was just wasted. We can get 20 yards by just taking a knee and not using any time. So in that situation, we were going to take a knee anyway. But yeah, he did hit that thing far.
More with Jim Schwartz coming up next. This is the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
Last year, I had a heart attack. It happened when I was throwing the football around with my son. He's a tough kid, but he looked pretty scared when I told him to go in the house to get his mother. The doctors and nurses in Oakwood, they were just incredible.
The cardiovascular team at Oakwood specializes in making sure dads are there to teach their sons how to throw a football. To learn more about our advanced cardiac care and to find someone who specializes in you, call 800-543-WELL or go to oakwood.org.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the Coffee Word Garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
He's in the parking lot. He's at the stadium entrance. He's pulling out his ticket. Oh, my chicken pie. Will he go all the way?
Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. You're getting in with NFL Ticket Exchange, the official resale marketplace of the NFL, the only site where 100% of the tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. Don't settle for sold out. Get the seats you want. Buy securely from season ticket holders and other fans. Fans buy and sell worry-free at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Together, we make football.
Hey, man.
Hey, you're not going to believe this.
What?
I got a real job.
A real job?
Yep, selling beer.
Ridiculous. Calls for a beer.
Bartender, Tula Bat Blue.
Well, raise it up, my friend, to a great-tasting beer. I mean, isn't it the best-selling Canadian beer in the world or something? It'll sell itself.
Oh, the job's not with Labatt.
Ooh, that's gonna be tough.
The world's best-selling Canadian beer, Labatt. Raise it up. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
A good partner keeps you happy and healthy. Walgreens wants to do their part to keep you happy and healthy. And that's why they've teamed up with the Lions as their official pharmacy. Visit Walgreens for all your seasonal needs, including flu shots and free blood pressure tests. Many locations open late to serve all last-minute needs, including easy-to-transfer prescriptions. Be well. Go Lions!
The station where your opinion matters. 97.1, The Ticket. The Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1, The Ticket.
Stafford out of the gun, Joyc Bell to his left, trailing by five. Here we go. Stafford in the face of a blitz. Looks, throws, end zone, wants Fourier. Got it! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Oh, Big Joe, you did it, baby! Darryl Smith with the coverage, but Big Joe Fourier comes up with one big catch.
That is the touchdown pass. It looked like it might have gotten the Lions a victory, except for a 61-yard field goal by Justin Tucker. With, I don't know, 30-some seconds left. Lions lose 18-16. No longer do they control their own destiny. They need some help from somebody to beat the Packers and to beat the Bears down the stretch. Jim Schwartz, Lions head coach, joining us here. We're at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. It's the Detroit Lions review show. And, Jim, Matthew Stafford yesterday threw a couple interceptions. He's had a lot more turnovers in the last month or so than he normally does. And after the game yesterday, the first thing you said is, you know, you talked about the mental toughness of your team. You talked about how you thought your team was pretty competitive when it comes down to competitive character. And you think Matthew Stafford's going to play two great games here. You made that prediction right out of the chute to end the season. Why?
Just what he's done in the past. I know Matt, know his personality. He's a very prideful guy. He's working as hard as he can to try to help this team win. That's his job on the team. He takes it very seriously. He's a talented guy, and he's a smart guy. He learned from things that happen, and he's gone through a tough stretch here. But when he comes out the other end of it, he's going to do great things for us, and we're looking to get back on track this week. And we can help him a lot more offensively. You know, you can run the ball a little bit better. We can pass protect a little bit better. We can catch some of those balls, and Matt can play his part too. You know, a couple more accurate passes and a couple better decisions, and we'll get right back on track with him.
Yeah, you know, Jim, when you see Matt Stafford throw that touch pass like he did to Fourier, or you think about it at the Chicago game, the one that he had to Kelvin, I mean, people are ready to, you know, put him into the category of elite, and then you have like some of these of the past few games there, and people start worrying about his arm angle and his mechanics. What can you say about that stuff? And then the just the overall the turnovers. What you're seeing when you go back and look at it, you guys are all talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, turnovers happen for a lot of different reasons. Like I said, there's, you know, it's not always the quarterback. Other things can contribute to it. And, you know, one of those ones, our receivers sort of got jammed up and bumped into each other. Matt was expecting a guy to come free, never really came free. And, you know, a lot of times when you're a quarterback, you got to put the ball where you expect a guy to be. But, you know, that being said, we got to do a better job with turnovers. We haven't protected the ball as well. On a lot of interceptions, and it's been tough to overcome. But, you know, like I said, we can help him out in a lot of different ways. We can catch the balls. Calvin doesn't drop very many passes, but Matt could put a couple balls on him that, you know, Calvin usually makes. And Calvin's another really prideful guy. And it's not just having confidence in Stafford. It's having confidence in the guys around him. And we know Calvin will bounce back from that game also.
You know, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, paint a bright light on a loss or anything, but there was a really good factor about that game yesterday, and it's been something I think that's been underrated throughout the whole year, Jim, has been the progress of your defense. If you've had some problems, it's been turnovers from your offense, some spotty production from your offense, but your defense, for the most part, and there have been some breakdowns, everybody has them in your league, especially these days, with the offenses being so explosive. But your defense has been pretty stout.
Well, we didn't tackle well last week, and I thought we tackled a lot better in this game. You know, they have some playmakers. Torrey Smith is a big-time playmaker. He's made a lot of big plays for them. You know, Jacoby Jones ended up making a really big play in this game. Their tight end, Dennis Pitta, they got back from an injury. That was a big boost to them getting that win against Minnesota a couple weeks ago. You know, Ray Rice is a Pro Bowler in the backfield. Flacco has won a Super Bowl. So they had a lot of guys that, you know, could make plays. And we didn't play great all the time, but what we did is we played team defense and we kept them out of the end zone. And, you know, you, usually when you keep a team out of the end zone, you're going to be in a position to win the game, and we were 30 seconds away from that. There were a couple plays that we can play better. We got, you know, a penalty on a defenseless receiver hit that was incomplete that probably was ended up 3 points because, you know, if they just get incomplete right there, they're probably punting, even though they might try field goal from just about anywhere. But there were a lot of plays in there that you say, you know, geez, that cost us 3 points right there. That one cost us 3 points. And, you know, in a game like that, they all meant something. We've been a good team in the red zone on defense. We've been a good team on third down. For the most part, we've been a good team stopping the run. Most of this game we did. I mean, they got a 19-yarder at the very end after the interception when there wasn't very much time left, but we were all packed up on the line of scrimmage. But, you know, in this game we did a pretty good job stopping the run. We continued to play good red zone and third down defense, and that kept the scoring down. But we didn't get any takeaways, and we came close on a couple. Devin Taylor almost was able to strip the quarterback. Flacco was able to throw the ball away when it looked like he was going to strip it out, and that might have been 3 points. And Glover Quinn sacked the quarterback and knocked the ball out of his hands, and, you know, we weren't able to get on that. It bounced right to one of their offensive linemen. Any one of those plays might have been the difference in this game. And, you know, we're at our best defensively when we get takeaways, and they were able to keep us away. Even though we had a couple of opportunities, we weren't able to get on that football.
It's the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show. Reggie Bush will be joining us approximately 6:30. We're talking to Lions head coach Jim Schwartz.
You know, when you talked about just that right there, the defenseless penalty that you got in the first half, there were a couple plays there, and they were ticky tack or nickel and dime, however you'd want to look at those ones in the first half, and it goes back to last week a little bit. I know you were, I'd say, lobbying with Durham. He was fighting a little bit in that one in the end zone. I know a lot of Lion fans looked at that one, and after the way that the calls were going in the first half, I know you were over there talking with the official. I'd imagine, you know, that's what you were saying, probably lobbying a little bit. Can you share any of that? And what do you think? It's two games here. It seems like, whether you want to say you were on the short end of the stick or something, you think it's a reputation, just the luck of the draw? What do you chalk that up to?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with any kind of reputation or any preconceived notion. The officials are out there trying to do as good a job as they can do. It's a very fast game, and they're calling it the way they see it. You know, when Delmas got the unnecessary roughness hit, you know, it's unfortunate because usually that comes when a guy's sort of leaping and hitting the guy in the head. and he's down around waist level, but the guy sort of comes back and dips his head, and he ends up helmet to helmet, and that goes on the defensive player. You know, it really doesn't matter what the offensive player did to put himself in that position, and that flag's going to come out. Like I said, that was potentially 3 points right there. Our defense did a good job of getting a stop right after that, but you know, that was potential to be, you know, take 3 points off the board right there. And, you know, Durham, you know, what I saw on that play is the defender pinned Chris's left hand. So he was only able to get one hand and, you know, sort of an arm bar. And I saw a restriction there from on the field and also on the replay. And the official, you know, didn't see it the same way. But, you know, you can't really lobby. I mean, once they make the call, they're making the call. But it just afterwards, I was just trying to get information from him of what he saw. And he said he didn't see any restrictions. So the flag didn't come at him. And that's another potential four-point play there. First and goal on the one-yard line. We were forced to settle for a field goal on that drive. And, again, in a game like that, 4 points, 4 points could have easily been the difference.
Jim, good luck this week against the Giants. Appreciate you taking the time and joining us.
All right, thanks, guys.
That is Lions head coach Jim Schwartz, a segment with Jim Schwartz, courtesy of Shore Mortgage. They've been helping Michigan homeowners for 28 years. Let Shore Mortgage tackle your home loan issues. Check them out at shoremortgage.com, NMLS number 3038, an equal housing lender. This is the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
97.1 The Ticket. Soup and sandwich creations are back at Big Boy. Choose from one of our made-from-scratch soups, like the new broccoli cheddar or zesty chicken tortilla. Then pair it with a perfectly grilled half sandwich, starting at one deliciously low price.
It's your Big Boy.
There is a famous quote, "Give thanks for the normal day." At Wright & Philippus, we live that sentiment every day because we supply the services and equipment that help people get back to their normal day, to help people do the things they need to do, like get up and down the stairs by themselves, or want to do, like work in the garden again, the things most of us take for granted. Sure, the equipment goes by fancy names like prosthetics, orthotics, CPAP, and so on, but it all boils down to one thing, providing the products and services that help folks get more of their life back. And Wright & Philippus clinical techs do whatever it takes, from individualized fittings to custom fabrication to being on call 24/7 to answer questions. With advances in technology, some clients are even able to climb mountains and run marathons again. That's their normal day. Let us show you how we can help you or a family member get back to their normal day. To find out more, go to firsttoserve.com. Wright & Philippus. For almost 70 years, first to serve, first to care.
Touchdown celebrations. You love them. The spike, the worm, maybe even salsa dancing. You can't score a touchdown without at least one. Kind of like ordering Hungry Howie's flavored crust pizza. You have to follow it up with a side of Howie wings. Now available in 3 spicy flavors, your taste buds will be celebrating. Barbecue, buffalo, or Asian. It's game day. Score some flavored crust pizza and a side of wings from Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Now that's an idea.
Hungry? Howie's!
The new Sony 4K Ultra HD TVs are here at ABC Warehouse. Enhance the quality of everything you watch with a picture that's 4 times clearer than regular HD. Plus, more depth and shades of color than you've ever seen on a TV before. It's the highest resolution, most immersive experience Sony has ever created. See it for yourself at ABC Warehouse. The Sony 4K Ultra HD TV. It's beyond definition. Only from Sony.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mountain Dew Kickstart Truck. We've just returned from a journey cross-country to see what the people of our nation had to say about starting their day with the new energizing juice drink, Kickstart by Mountain Dew.
That was good.
It's good balance, good flavor.
Orangey goodness. It's that citrus.
I'm about to try Mountain Dew Kickstart Fruit Punch. Man, that's delicious.
It's got a nice little sparkle to it.
It's kind of refreshing.
Citrusy.
It'd definitely be something good to quench my thirst.
It's got some kick, man, and I'm backing it.
There you have it. The people have spoken. Mountain Dew Kickstart gives you that delicious, juicy kick you need to start your day off right. So stop in your local corner store and ask for the perfect mix of Dew, real fruit juice, and just the right amount of kick to kickstart your day.
When you've got your boxes stacked and your bags packed,
Make moves like a champ with Budget Truck, the preferred truck rental company of the Detroit Lions. Save 15% by using coupon code LIONS when you visit budgettruck.com/lions or call 1-800-462-8343 to book today.
Offer subject to availability at participating locations. Blackout dates apply. Taxes, fees, and surcharges are extra. Cannot be combined with other offers. Full terms and conditions at budgettruck.com/lions.
Say hello to Big Boy's new pasta creations, like our classic spaghetti and meatballs, our creamy pasta carbonara, or the buffalo chicken tender mac and cheese, all served with a grilled garlic roll and your choice of side or Caesar salad.
Your Big Boy.
Lions. Giants. Kickoff is Sunday at 4:05 on Lions Radio.
97.1 The Ticket.
The Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket.
Matthews got it. Might be a free play. Baltimore was offside. Stafford loads and throws. Once Calvin got it. Right side. Calvin, 45, 50-yard line. Running down to the 46-yard line of Baltimore. Stafford knew he had a free play because the Ravens 62 Terrence Cody had jumped offside. So he took the big shot, picks up 37.
But Dan Miller with the call. Dan off tonight, Pat Caputo. Dennis Fithian here at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit, Lions Review Show. And, you know, that was a free play by Matthew Stafford. He took full advantage of it and just gunned it to Calvin Johnson. Some ways was the best play of the night. By the way, you have a chance to play football under the lights at Ford Field thanks to the Bell Tire Lions Dream Game Experience. Just go to belltire.com/contest to enter for an opportunity for you and one guest to play in a flag football game at Ford Field on Saturday, February 22nd. Winners will be coached by former Lions players, and they'll get a behind-the-scenes tour of Ford Field. You'll get a personalized Detroit Lions jersey and a $100 Bell Tire gift card, and more. Enter now for your chance to win at belltire.com/contest. And there we go. And joining us now, we finally arrived. There's some traffic out there. It's Reggie Bush. How you doing, Reggie? So Reggie Bush is here today. And the Lions yesterday, 18-16 loss to the Baltimore Ravens at Ford Field, and Reggie Bush at 86 yards rushing, had some big plays, scored the Lions' first touchdown, and welcome, first of all, Reggie.
Thank you.
And second of all, I know when you're out in California, you don't have all that snow and that cold to navigate when you're driving around. The game yesterday must have been surreal for you guys.
Yeah.
When the guy lined up for a 61-yard field goal.
Yeah.
I must have been some feeling of like, hey, you've got this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the ball went through, what was that emotion like?
Well, it was heartbreaking, obviously, because, you know, what was at stake? The fact that we still control the division, you know, everything was right there in front of us to be able to stay in first place and to, you know, come out with the win. And we had plenty of opportunities in this game to win, and we just didn't make plays. And that falls on the shoulders of the playmakers, the leadership on the team. You know, we had to do a better job. You know, we had so many opportunities. The ones that stick out to me are the, you know, we had a few third downs, third and ones that, you know, we should have converted. You know, it's easy. Third and one, with our offense, the firepower we have, you know, we should be able to convert that. And we didn't. So those are the ones that stick out to me right away. But, yeah, it was tough seeing that field goal go through.
Well, the one thing, it looked like you were shot out of a cannon right out of the gate. I mean, that first drive. Can you talk about how you, I mean, that's what you would want to do, come out, even though that was aided by, you know, they had the late hit in there. But you guys, you were running well. Yeah. It was a nice mixture and everything in there.
Yeah, we talked about a fast start. You know, obviously when you're at home, you know, you like to get off on the fast, get to a fast start. And especially when you get the crowd behind you, you get home field, you get the home field advantage. Getting off to a fast start is really important, and we thought we did that. And we weren't able to maintain that throughout the first half, which is something we'd have liked to do. But nevertheless, we did get off to a fast start and kind of, I thought, set the tempo, set the tone for the rest of the game, so to speak. So, but, yeah, we just, yeah, man, it was tough.
You know, it's interesting. You're a player who's played on the Super Bowl championship team. In New Orleans, it's a city that in a lot of ways mirrors Detroit. when it comes down to it's passion for football.
Yeah.
I think you've gotten a, probably a pretty good dose of that now that you've been in town for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And what do you, I'm sure when you were with the Saints, you went through some times because it's never, ever a smooth thing.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with it? And have you been able to help some of your teammates with the ups and downs?
Yeah.
Because you got experienced players here, too.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about football, the NFL, 95% of the league is kind of around the wins and losses that we are right now. I mean, what I mean is that most of the NFL is still fighting for a spot in the playoffs. You know, you get those, you know, one or two teams in each division that are, you know, kind of like where Seattle is right now and where the Broncos are. But everybody else is kind of in that middle of the pack and still fighting for a spot. So if you can kind of understand that and understand that, hey, no matter what happens, we still got to finish these last two games strong because you don't know what's going to happen. You know, I remember when I was in New Orleans, my last year in New Orleans, we went and played the Seattle in the playoffs, who got in on a 7-9 record and then ended up beating us. And so you never know what's going to happen. You never know how things are going to play out. So you just have to keep fighting. Obviously, this last loss was tough for us. You know, make no mistake about it, it did set us back. That is a setback for us. So we just have to be able to learn from our mistakes, move forward, and find a way to win this next game. That's it. We don't got to find a way to win the next two games. We have to find a way to win the next game, and that's it.
You know what you say, you never know what's going to happen, and even in a game, you just look at this year, the way you guys came back and beat the Cowboys. I mean, that was a miracle.
Yeah.
And now this game, you guys get that touchdown by Fourier. There's two and change on the clock.
Yeah.
Your defensive kept them out of the end zone. If you get a two-point conversion there, even a field goal just takes it to overtime. You ever lost a game like this one, even though with all the crazy games that there's been, you ever had somebody, you know, kicking a field goal like that at the end?
Yeah, I've been a part of games like this before, and it sucks, you know, to be on the wrong side of it. And it's tough, you know, and I think the biggest thing for us right now is we got to learn how to finish games, because in the last two games, you know, we've lost in the fourth quarter. You know, when it came down to that the time where you have to grind it out and get those hard yards or get that first down or get that stop on defense that's going to help you win the game, that's what it comes down to. And that's usually what 95% of the games come down to in NFL. Most of the games are won by 3 points, 3 to 7 points. That's just about every game in the NFL. And you know, that's been the last, you know, few games for us. You know, we just got to learn how to finish in the fourth quarter.
You know, when you look at coming to Detroit and the weapons that you have, there's constantly this constant question every game.
Yeah.
You know, what type of box were they playing on you? Are they five or six in the box, seven or eight?
Yeah.
It looked like in yesterday's game they opened up with a light box.
Yeah,
and you guys were gashing them with some runs. Joy Bell had some good runs as well, and you got that touchdown.
Yeah.
And then it looked like for some reason it tightened up again. Did they change how many people they were putting at the line of scrimmage? Did they mix it up? Did they throw something off?
No, they didn't change. There are a few times where at the snap of the ball, they would drop the safety down to kind of bring that extra added player into the box. You know, so you know, that's to be expected when we were running the ball as well as we were, you know, throughout the game. I think we were in the first half, we were averaging over 5 yards a carry. So, you know, naturally they're going to try to bring an extra guy into the box, not right away, but you know, at the snap of the ball so you don't get a chance to kind of check out of it. So that's where the play action helps. You know, that's where when you run the ball so well and you're able to, you know, get 5 yards every time you touch the ball, play action will open up pretty big. So, you know, for us, that was the main thing. And there were a few play action passes where if we could have connected, you know, they would have been big plays for us. And we just didn't make those connections. So,
Reggie, what about the first possession of the third quarter that it came down to the third and one? And what was the look there or the read? There was some traffic over the middle. There was a tip. And that was the first interception there.
Well, they ran a blitz. They showed a all-out blitz look, and there was nobody in the middle of the field. Now, you know, Baltimore is known for blitzes. They're a blitz defense. You know, they thrive off of their defense and the turnovers that they create on defense. So we knew that going into this game, you know, there are a few times where they'll just bring an all-out blitz, and sometimes there'll be times where they show all-out blitz, but they might drop a guy or two. So and that's what happened. You know, Stafford threw the ball, it was behind me a little bit, and they dropped a D tackle kind of right in that area, the vicinity of that area, and, you know, one tip ball, and that's all it takes, you know, and he intercepted it. So those are the type of things that, we have to correct, that we have to correct now, that we can't have, because as you see, it gets you beat. And right. and you never know the type of, you know, you never know what's going to happen. If we were to ever connect on that, you don't know. That could have been a touchdown or 3 points, and could have been a difference of winning the game. We lost by 2 points, so you never know. So we just have to be able to correct those mistakes.
Hey, premium club seats are still available for the Lions game Sunday against the Giants. Lion club seats feature the best sight lines in the stadium, plush leather seating, and private club lounges with complete premium full-service bars and local Detroit favorite mini restaurants. Visit Detroit Red or DetroitLions.com, or you can call 877-212-8898. Reggie Bush is here. We're at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. This is the Lions Review Show on 97.1 The Ticket. 97.1
The Ticket. Matthew is meeting with a Henry Ford Medical Group doctor, the official team physicians of the Detroit Lions.
So you think I'll be able to play on Sunday?
Well, the sprain does look better, and I think your mobility is improving.
Henry Ford docs are the ones keeping your favorite Lions running, diving, tackling, and blitzing week after week.
It's kind of a big game. A lot of people are counting on me to play.
With more than 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, Henry Ford physicians are also the experts you can count on for your next injury.
You know, I think you're going to be just fine for Sunday.
You see, Matt's not a professional. In fact, the game on Sunday he's talking about is just a little two-hand touch with some old high school buddies. But thanks to his Henry Ford physician, he'll be good to go. Get expert care from the same team of doctors who treat the Detroit Lions. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD to make an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
When you want something done right, you go to the experts. With power equipment, you want to go to the guys who know what they're talking about, not the ones wearing the aprons. The experts at Weingarts have you covered from sales to service with people that will help you pick the right equipment for the job and maintain it. Whether you're looking for mowers, tractors, chainsaws, blowers, or generators, Weingarts has a great selection to choose from. Their massive inventory includes all the top quality brands you know and some that you don't. And Weingarts provides world-class service and parts support to keep your equipment running at its best. From at-home delivery and demonstration to our 7-year enhanced protection plan, Weingarts delivers the kind of service you can't get anywhere else. When you're ready to talk to a real expert, stop by our locations in Utica, Farmington Hills, Cedar Springs, Clarkston, and our newest location in Ann Arbor.
Weingarts, Weingarts, everything from lawn to snow.
He's in the parking lot. He's at the stadium entrance. He's pulling out his ticket. Oh, my chicken pie! Will he go all the way?
Save the suspense for the game, not the gate. You're getting in with NFL Ticket Exchange, the official resale marketplace of the NFL, the only site where 100% of the tickets are verified by Ticketmaster. Don't settle for sold out. Get the seats you want. Buy securely from season ticket holders and other fans. Fans buy and sell worry-free at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Together, we make football.
Minor aches and pains sometimes come and go, but shoulder, hip, or knee pain can become unbearable over time. Thankfully, Oakwood's nationally recognized orthopedics program offers Joint Class 101, a free seminar. You'll learn more about your pain, its causes, and your many choices to get relief. To register, call 800-543-WELL or visit oakwood.org. Oakwood, we specialize in you.
Your sports stimulus package. 97.1, the ticket. The Hard Rock Cafe Detroit presents Lions Review on Lions Radio. 97.1, the ticket.
Stafford out of the gun, Bush to his left. Now he shifts Reggie to his right, still works from the gun. Matthew, inside handoff. Reggie, left side, trying to get the edge. 10, 5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. Reggie Bush.
Dan Miller with the call. Dan off tonight. Pat Caputo, Dennis Fithian in his stead. We're joined by Reggie Bush here at the Hard Rock Cafe in Detroit. It's a Lions review show, and Reggie Bush with the touchdown run yesterday. And, you know, I heard a comment you made earlier in the year. You said something about, like, when you were in college, it was always so easy to run away from guys.
Yeah.
You know, in the first mini camp workout that you had, you could see that you have a lot of speed still, more than most other running backs, which it's hard to separate yourself at the NFL level.
It is. It is.
But once you get into the open field, it seems like they close far more than they do in the college ranks, where you can kind of just weave your way around.
Yeah, they do. It's definitely a different pace when you get to the NFL. You know, obviously, guys are – you're playing with, you know, everybody in the NFL, usually from their own college, was an All-American or, you know, or a great player to some respect. So you're playing against the best players from each college, you know, of that team. So everybody on that team was an All-Star. So you're playing against, you know, it's an All-Star league. So obviously, yeah, like you said, man, it's hard to separate yourself when you get to that next level and those holes close up a lot quicker at this league.
Yeah, and they seem to have great pursuit angles. Now, you play with Drew Brees. Yeah. In New Orleans, you're playing with Matthew Stafford now. Yeah. How do you compare the two quarterbacks? Do you see similarities, differences?
Yeah, I definitely see a few similarities. You know, obviously, they're both great players, and you know, they're both great passers. And you know, Matt, they both will be Hall of Fame quarterbacks when it's all said and done. And you know, I think the world of Stafford, man. I think he's a great young player, and he's really coming into his own, and he's been playing well this year. And obviously, there's been bumps and bruises, but that's part of football. You know, nobody's going to be perfect in this league, and it's about, you know, overcoming adversity. I think he's really handled the adversity well, and that's the biggest thing that I take away from him is how he handles the adversity, because it can be tough, you know, when you're going through those ups and downs, you know, because obviously the media's, you know, taking shots at you, and you're dealing with families and all the other different things that come along with being the quarterback, that leadership role of the team. So. Matt's a great player, man. He has a great, strong arm on him, as you guys know. And you know, I love playing with the guy.
You know what? One thing you said, dealing with adversity after last night's game. I mean, that was about as gut-wrenching as it could get for the fans. Yeah. You guys, because you're pros, you have to focus on this next game.
Yeah.
Very experienced on that.
Yeah.
How do you do that, though, with that game last night?
Yeah.
In reality, so much potential for this team, and now you guys need that help. Where it's a different mindset, right? Because before you controlled your own destiny.
It is, and it is tough, you know, because now, obviously, I love to be here sitting in this chair right now talking to you guys about a win and with a smile on my face. And so, obviously, it's a little tough. But you know, I think the biggest thing you have to do is know that we're not out of it. You know, obviously, we need help, but we're not out of it yet. So we have to be able to finish these last two games if we want to continue to still possibly be in the run for, you know, first place in our division. And that's the biggest thing that you have to take away from it. You know, you have to have a short-term memory, as we like to say. Short-term memory and move on very quickly.
Same thing, though, with all you talked about media and fans and everything else.
Yeah.
People talking about your coach. And you turn on the TV, you know, they're talking about you guys. Like,
I don't turn on TV when we lose,
though.
No, I don't turn it on. I don't. I'm serious. I don't turn on ESPN. We lose or I play bad, I don't even turn on ESPN. I'll turn on, like, the movie channels or something like that.
You know, Reggie, you came out of college, you know, one of the great, you know, collegiate careers, numbers and everything, and, you know, you get drafted. And nobody would ever refer to you as a bust. I mean, you've had a very good career so far. But there's a level, I would assume, as competitive as you are, that you want to take it to another station, you know, where you're one of the very best, because you seem to be driven by that.
Yeah.
How important are these last couple years that you are with not the last couple years, you might play for 10 more years. But
I don't know if I want to play for 10 more
years. Well, you've been in the league for eight.
Yeah, I've been in the league for eight,
Eight, and what, you're 28 now,
yeah, 28,
something like that. So, I mean, you know, I mean, how important are these years? How driven are you right now to?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, I'm very driven, you know, and I try not to think about, you know, being on the back back end of my career. But, you know, it's a reality. And obviously it's in the back of my mind. And I just try to focus on the right now and how can I help, you know, this team right now, and how can I help myself to be a better player right now. I'm always trying to find ways to better myself as a player, because I feel like, you know, there's still so much that I can learn about this game. And you know, I learn from older guys, I learn from younger guys, rookies. It doesn't matter. I try to learn a little bit from everybody. You know, I'm humble in that respect to where I feel like I don't know everything. So, you know, I just try to focus on the now, trying to focus on just constantly improving and helping my team improve, and constantly putting my team in positions to be able to win. And you know, that's really it. That's what I'm focused on at this point.
You want another one of them rings?
I do. Yes. Yeah, winning another Super Bowl ring wouldn't be too shabby either.
Yeah, and the potential. I mean, this team has. I mean, people have talked about that. That was the whole thing all day long. Yeah. People mm-hmm. saying, I mean, just look at this offense and look at the players on the defense. And, you know, a lot of the fans, because it's been close to 60 years and there's been one playoff win, everybody's like, oh, man, the Lions, they kind of expected what happened last night. But you're down there. You see the talent. You've seen teams that have gone all the way. I mean, what do you see?
It comes down to discipline. That's what it comes down to. It comes down to doing the little things right. It comes down to, discipline. Like I said, you know, doing the little things right. You know, obviously, there are plays that happen throughout the game that really not just this game, has happened to us throughout the whole season that, you know, we have not been able to correct. And for example, when you go back to the Dallas Cowboys game, we had 5 turnovers in that game, but we came back and won. Now, everybody was excited about the win and how we came back and won the game, but in a nutshell, you know, we had 5 turnovers, and that's was the bigger picture of, okay, how can we change this? And you see, since then, we've turned the ball over a lot on offense, and that's something that, you know, we got to correct right now if we want to be able to win these next few games.
Well, you know, his mindset in this town, like Dennis mentioned, the 60 years. Heck, you might have never been to Detroit other than when you first came here to visit. And New Orleans, they had the same mindset before you went there. You know, it's like they would call them the Aints.
Yeah,
and they were never going to win.
People wearing the paper bags over their head, all this stuff. But Coach Payton came in and he changed that discipline factor. And I think that was the biggest thing. He's brought that discipline factor in. And you know, you can – and you get coaches that are, you know, they may be a little bit hard on you, and they might be, you know, yeller or screamer. And Coach Payton is one of those guys where he yells and screams. But he brought in that discipline factor, and you know, that was that situation in New Orleans.
You play with a lot of great athletes throughout your career. Where does Calvin Johnson rank just athletically?
At the top. He's at the top, no question about it. He's one of the best I've ever played with. He is the best I've ever played with, and the best receiver I've ever played with. And I've got a chance to play with some great receivers. Brandon Marshall in Chicago, and you know, I played with him in Miami, and you know, I think he's a great player. And you know, obviously he's shown that every year. But yeah, Calvin is up there, man. He's the best.
You know, I thought it was pretty cool. It was in the first half watching the game. They put a stat up there that both you and Joik Bell were over 500 yards rushing, and Joik was this close to getting 500 receiving yards, and there was no tandem in NFL history that it had 500 rushing and 500 receiving. I mean, what's that? That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, what's your relationship like with Joik?
It's good, man. Joik's a great player. He's young in his career, man. He's going to be in this league for a long time. I was actually playing with Joik in New Orleans together, and he was there for a little bit. And then he was there after I left there, too. So I've known Joik for a little bit now, and he's really coming to his own, you know, as a young player, but a player that you can depend on, a hard runner, a guy who can catch the ball out of the backfield. It's, you know, when you think of a guy, he's about 225, 230, who can catch the ball as well as he does, it's hard to find another athlete like that can do that. And also at the same time, he's a great pass blocker. So, like I said, he's going to be in this league for a long time. Me and him have a great relationship. You know, I just try to help him out as much as possible.
Well, what you got to do with him and Joel Fourier, you got to give him, you know, a little bit of advice on their touchdown dance. I mean, you know, I mean, they're pretty, you know, I mean, yeah. they, you know, they, you know, they're, Maybe they need some of that, you know, USC All-American stuff. You know,
I don't do anything, man. I just
I know, hand the ball to the referee,
and I try to celebrate with my teammates. You know, yeah. You know, I've seen some of those touchdown celebrations go wrong, and, you know, I don't want to be on that wrong side, so I just prefer not to do it.
You know, when you were in college, you wore those the area
the
code,
black.
Sandy.
Yeah.
You haven't done that for a while. The league won't let you, or would you? Do that if they let you?
You'll get suspended. I mean, suspended. You'll get fined. They'll fine you for that. And obviously, the NFL is very strict when it comes to fines, as you guys know and have heard
especially
over the
Lions,
past couple years. And they will find you very quick, and you know, I don't like to give away free money, man, if I don't have to.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a fiance and a daughter and family to feed at home, and it's hard to go home and explain to him why daddy got fined $15,000 for writing numbers underneath his eyes.
Well, Reggie, we appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for joining us today, and good luck to you on Sunday against the New York
Giants.
Guys.
Appreciate it.
That's Reggie Bush, the Detroit Lions running back. This is the Detroit Hard Rock Cafe Lions Review Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
97.1 The Ticket.
Say hello to Big Boy's new pasta creations, like our classic spaghetti and meatballs, our creamy pasta carbonara, or the buffalo chicken tender mac and cheese, all served with a grilled garlic roll and your choice of side or Caesar salad.
Sure, Big Boy.
Matthew is meeting with a Henry Ford Medical Group doctor, the official team physicians of the Detroit Lions.
So you think I'll be able to play on Sunday?
Well, the sprain does look better, and I think your mobility is improving.
Henry Ford docs are the ones keeping your favorite Lions running, diving, tackling, and blitzing week after week.
It's kind of a big game. A lot of people are counting on me to play.
With more than 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, Henry Ford physicians are also the experts you can count on for your next injury.
You know, I think you're going to be just fine for Sunday.
You see, Matt's not a professional. In fact, the game on Sunday he's talking about is just a little two-hand touch with some old high school buddies. But thanks to his Henry Ford physician, he'll be good to go. Get expert care from the same team of doctors who treat the Detroit Lions. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD to make an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hey, Lions fans. American Coney Island is bringing back a 96-year tradition of Detroit's original Coney Dogs to Ford Field, the home of the Detroit Lions. Before kickoff or any time during the game, enjoy American Coney Island's award-winning Coneys at Ford Field on the lower level near Gate B. The Detroit Lions and American Coney Island. Any way you top it, it's a winning combination. A good partner keeps you happy and healthy. Walgreens wants to do their part to keep you happy and healthy. And that's why they've teamed up with the Lions as their official pharmacy. Visit Walgreens for all your seasonal needs, including flu shots and free blood pressure tests. Many locations open late to serve all last-minute needs, including easy-to-transfer prescriptions. Be well. Go Lions!
You want the flavor any Lions fan would roar for? Get it? Roar? Order up some Hungry Howie's Flavored Crust Pizza, the official pizza of our Detroit Lions. Check out these savory stats. Hungry Howie's offers 40,000 free crust flavor combinations and a $5, $10, $15, or $20 meal deal that'll feed any size pigskin party. Score some flavor on game day and order at HungryHowie's.com. Well, that's an idea.
Hungry?
Howies!
Players don't score half a goal, make half a shot, or slide halfway into home. Players win by going hard. As Detroit fans, you can't go to a game uncommitted. Show dedication. Show pride. Show up to Hard Rock Cafe every home game for Hard Rock's pregame specials. Get half-price premium wells and draft beers from 4 till 7. Hard Rock Cafe provides free validated parking and shuttle rides to every game. Park in the CompuWare garage on Monroe and get rocked before every home game at Hard Rock Cafe Detroit.
Soup and sandwich creations are back at Big Boy. Choose from one of our made-from-scratch soups, like the new broccoli cheddar or zesty chicken tortilla. Then pair it with a perfectly grilled half sandwich, starting at one deliciously low price.
It's your Big Boy.
Tonight's Hard Rock Cafe Detroit Lions Review Show was brought to you by the 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough, and by Hungry Howie's, the official pizza of your Detroit Lions and the home of free flavored crust on Lions Radio 97.1. The Ticket.
WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
97.1.
Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian on 97.1. The Ticket.
248-539-9797. We got the show here until the Red Wings take on the Anaheim Ducks at Joe Louis Arena. Love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the Lions 18-16 loss yesterday to the Baltimore Ravens? And how do you feel about it, Dennis? It was one of the more surreal moments, I've got to tell you, that I've experienced in the many years that I've covered the NFL and the Lions and college football and football at any level, to be honest with you, even all the high school games I've covered.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, last night's game was set up for Monday Night Football, the gigantic stage and everything. So people were so fired up. They had the blowout. There was so much excitement. And, you know, it was one of these things where the Lions controlled their own destiny, and people were just ready for, I don't know if it was a celebration, but it was more like, you know, 2 years ago they made the playoffs, and then last year they lost the 8 straight games, and it was like last night, if they were able to win that game, it was going to be validation of this is the team of 2 years ago that was making steps, getting to the postseason, and all of us in front of them, you know. Or, you know, was it like last year? And you know what? It was about as heartbreaking as you could imagine. You could feel it. And then, you know, a jug of bitterness for Lion fans who have, you know, been down this road so many times before.
Well, here's the thing, you know, and I'm not trying to, sugarcoat a loss or, you know, find a silver lining in a cloud or whatever cliche you want to use about it. But if that guy doesn't kick the 61-yard field goal, the super-duper 61-yard field goal from whatever, there's a completely different perception about what happened last night. Completely. It would be like the Lions came back, Big Joe Fourier would be a big hero for his touchdown catch, Stafford would be the comeback guy who had another comeback in his career, another notch. I don't think it would have been quite the – I don't know. It's kind of depressing. I feel really bad for Lions fans. But that kick, I couldn't believe they ran the ball into the line to set up a 61-yard field goal.
Me neither.
I mean, I looked at that and I was like, wow, that's one of the biggest coaching blunders I've ever seen. And it was actually sheer brilliance by John Harbaugh. I mean, and that kicker, that was unbelievable. I knew who Justin Tucker, you know, was before, but I did not know, you know, that he was like that. That's like Uber kicker or something.
Yeah, but, you know, you look at the season here. I keep going back to that Dallas game where they had the four turnovers. I mean, that was a miracle game that they pulled out at the end.
Yeah, they've had a couple.
To Chicago, and, you know, that one, they ended up winning on the road, and Stafford did throw a nice touchdown at the end. But they also had a turnover in the second half, and the defense let them drive the length of the field. But they were sitting so pretty after that. But they've lost 4 out of 5 games, and they've had the lead in the fourth quarter, in all of them, and the rash of turnovers. Good teams, when you get to this point of the season, you know, you're winning ball games. You're not turning it over. You're not letting another team, you know, finding a way to win. And I know it was the snow, and I know it was the rain, but, you know, it was also the Tampa Bay Bucs that did it to them, and it was also, you know, last night, the Ravens, who didn't score a touchdown and beat them with a 61-yard field goal.
248-539-9797. Alex, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Alex?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great. Thanks for calling today.
My thing with Schwartz is not a horrible coach. There have been worse. Schwartz is in control of 53 guys, And yes, it is his job to steer those guys in the right direction, but players too, the players have to do what they're told. And if the players don't deliver, the blame should fall on them too. I feel that, like, no matter what Schwartz does, Schwartz could go save a family from a burning car and Schwartz could still be hated the next day.
Well, that's,
the players,
you know,
have to be accountable too.
I think the players are, and I think in this game right here, you know, Jim Schwartz, people are talking about him where he could be done, because last year people were talking about that. But, you know, this is a game where Matt Stafford on the big stage had the three turnovers in the second half, and this is a game that, I mean, you never say this, that Kelvin Johnson dropped, you know, big passes that cost the Lions, and he did. You're talking about their best players that were right out there. This wasn't, some guy on special teams that nobody had heard of. This was Kelvin Johnson in the first half with a ball right in his breadbasket. This was Matt Stafford, who has been turning the ball over, turning it over again.
Well, here's the thing about it. Look, nobody's defended Matthew Stafford more. I feel like, sometimes people have been unfair to him. But I don't think it was unfair yesterday. It was the criticism on the two interceptions. I think he'd be the first to tell you that those were horrible plays by him. So, and yeah,
the first and the third, or the second and third?
Well, even the third, they were all, none of them were good inners. You know, the one he threw, the sidearm one, you know, it looked like the people who criticized him for throwing sidearm, that was like the tape that they would throw in first. You know, it was just an awful pass. It was in front of Durham. I think it was some kind of drag route or something. It was terrible. In traffic, short passes from here, you know, a lot of quarterbacks could throw and throw better than that. So, he had a bad game, and he's had a lot of turnovers lately. He's been a turnover machine, so he has to improve that. But Kelvin Johnson has to be better, too. He's in double digits with drops. Those two drops were really, really huge. Devastating. The drop against Tampa was devastating. He's the greatest player in the NFL, in my opinion. He's not a quarterback, you know, and that's how I kind of define quarterbacks and players separately, and he's got to do better than that. So they're star players who've got incredible ability. Have not performed particularly well here. And the other thing on Schwartz, look, it's going to be self-evident on Jim Schwartz. You're going to know. You know, I think the big question is going to be, if the Lions are 9-7 and don't make the playoffs, should Jim Schwartz keep his job? A lot's going to depend on how they come out of the season. You know, are they going to come out with a whimper, or are they going to come out with some, because they are building, it looks like, a pretty good roster and a pretty good team. You know, and if you look at Super Bowl teams, the retread coaches who won Super Bowls don't do well when they go to another place. But it's undeniable what Carroll's done in Seattle, what Jim Harbaugh has done in San Francisco, what Andy Reid's done in Kansas City. 248-539-9797. Paul, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Yeah, again, just want to comment on Schwartz. And, you know, last night I was at the game. I just think it's inexcusable that, you know, if I'm in the stand saying he needs to call timeout, and he totally forgets, and all a coach needs to do is put his team in a position for the best chance to win, not calling out a timeout there, leaving a Stafford with 38 seconds. In my opinion, that's why he rushed that throw and ended up throwing the interception. If he had a minute 20, maybe he throws that ball away. That's inexcusable. He did it last year against Houston, threw the red flag, didn't know the rules. He made no adjustments in the Philly game in terms of the snow in Philadelphia. Did he's costing teams games? He needs to go. Bottom line.
Well, it depends. You know, I think still on how it plays out. I don't think if the Lions make the playoffs, that Jim Schwartz is going anywhere. And I'm not so sure what the Fords are thinking on this. And it really ultimately is Ford Senior.
Yeah, who knows what William Clay Ford's thinking. There's that. I think the field goal that wasn't, the fake field goal in Pittsburgh that wasn't well thought through. I mean, those are things that you look, and then just the turnovers when they were 6-3 and they've lost four out of these five games, lead in the fourth quarter. Yeah, each of them, you look through the turnovers and stuff, everyone you try to explain away. But, you know, there's other things you wonder about, too. If the reputation, I mean, in two straight games here, I mean, last night they were getting calls that were ticky-tack against them, and then ones that were pretty egregious. They weren't getting the calls. You wonder, well, these guys are trying hard. They didn't see them. There were two phantom calls last week. You wonder if the reputation, this team is known, you ask 100 NFL fans, hey, which team's known as the dirty team in the NFL? All of them are saying the Lions. I mean, that's the reputation right now. You wonder if it precedes them and if it's cost them a couple games. Certainly it's cost them a couple calls here in the last two for sure.
John, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, John?
Hey, Johnny. Maybe not.
Hello.
Oh. Hey, there you go. Hey, John, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. I think it all comes down to the quarterback.
Okay.
You got to have the quarterback. There's only four or five of them in this league. See, when that kid went through, Breeze, Brady, Manning, guys like this, they're already huddled up. They're ready to get on that field. 35 seconds, three timeouts, no problem. They're going to get down there and get a chance at a winning field goal. I believe there's been five of the Giants' losses, maybe six, that we've had the ball with less than 2 minutes to go to either tie it or win the game. And I believe four or five of those times we never even got a first down to get started.
No, we hear what you're saying, John. You know what? We got Detroit Red Wing Hockey. They're taking on the Ducks next, right?
Yep, 97-1 the ticket. Enjoy the Red Wings as they take on one of the NHL's better teams. This is 97-1 the ticket.